Idiots, Peg Bays, Mishnah Ches. Shloisha Dvarim Amar Rabbi Kiva. These are again memories. Rabbi Kiva said, Al Shnayim Hoiduloi, Val Echad Lehoiduloi. The Knech over here is that we have an Eidus that the Chachamim were Moide to them. Normally the Alocha is like Rabbi Kiva Mechaverov, but we have Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim all over Shas. Normally the Alocha is like the Roiv. But over here you have Mefurish Mesiris that on Shnayim Hoiduloi, Val Echad Lehoiduloi. Al sandal she sayodim shutame medris. Our first example over here is a halacha in Maseches Kelim. Sid is lime, and it's caustic, even when it's not being melted. But those that work in the cement business, this was the Amolga version of cement, would sometimes their feet could get burnt from the acidity of the lime, of the sid. So Mel, they had these type of shoes that were made out of wood that were put on their feet. They didn't really weird. It wasn't made for walking. It was made for protecting the feet like a mat while they were working. But since it's fit to the foot, so there's a mokim lodun if it's considered something that's worn on the person. The uniqueness of Tumas Medras, Miloshin Drisa, stepping on, is that normally a person who is Tomei, if he touches a kli, if he's an avatoma, it would render the clear rishon latoma, which thereafter can't be transmitted to many things. It can only be metama something to make it a sheni latoma. Medris is something that's miyuid to be worn. It's fitted to the foot or to any other part of the body in that way. Or let's say something that's miyuid lamishka v'moyshav, so that if a person who's a zov anida, lies down on a bed, sits down on a chair, the chair now is not while the person is on it. Is an av hatoma, and then if something touches the chair, it'll become a rishon. It goes a step up. It's considered like part of the person. So we hear also there's a mokim lodun that these shoes, they're not mamish fitted to the foot. They're kelim. Yeah, they're useful, but they're not mamish fitted to the foot. Rabbi Kiva came. He was mechadish that they do have a din drisa zov, because lamaisa the sayodim finish their day's work and they keep them on their feet and they walk home. So that itself, even though they only put it on agav, like a mat, protecting their feet in the work conditions, but since it's worn home, so it's already considered a medris to be metame like a zov. Val shiore tanur arbo. This is also halacha maseches kelim. A tanur is mekabel tuma. It's a kli. And let's say a sheretz crawls inside or something else touches it, so it can become tame. It will become tame if it has a certain size of a tanur, then it's roi l'malachtoi. It seems like there was a discussion, it's in Kelim Perikei, the height of a tanur that's considered functional is arba tvachim, but what happens if a tanur was four tvachim, and then it got chipped, it broke, and now it's only three tvachim high. Since it l'chadchila was roi l'malachtoi, there was a meduber that maybe it retains its status as a kli to be mekabel tuma if it's three. Came along Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva's mechadish, shiore tanur, even the tanur that's broken, is only mitame, it only retains its status as Kabbalah's tumah, only if it's arba. Shehoyoyim shloisha. The Chachomim were arguing, they were saying shiore tanur, even though the original shi is arba, but shiore tanur is b'shloisha. Lemaisa on these two things, v'hoiduloi. The Chachomim were moiditim, the halacha became kavu like Rebbe Kiva. V'al echad loy hoiduloi, there was one halacha that they weren't masking. Al kisei, shenitlu shnayim michipuy of zebitzadzeh. We had something similar to this. There's a chair. Not sure exactly what it looks like. There's a chair of some sort, which was composed in the times of Chazal from three boards that are next to each other. Bederech klal, like we said, it's made from three boards if the middle one is taken away and the two outer boards are still kind, a person could still sit. There's a piece missing in the middle, but his body could rest on the two on the sides. But if the two next to each other are taken apart, so then there's only one from the side, then he can't sit down on it. So Rabbi Kiva metame, Bacham metame. Rabbi Kiva held that even though the chair now is not royally yeshiva, it's still mekabel tuma, because you could still put on chafetzim. Might not be functional as a chair, but you could still use it as a kli. So merely it retains its status of a kli. There's many examples of this in the Maseches Kelim. things that lose one usage, but they're still considered as having a kli kibbutz for something else. The Chachamim hold that if it's not roi li yeshiva, then the base kibbutz as something to put something on, that does not retain its shame kli. It doesn't have a shame kli out. That lemaisa the Chacham were not moida. So we hear the halacha is like the Chacham. Mishnah test. Here we have two mishnayis that are in Yoni Agoda. The style over here is bedayim to pekei avos. Hu ha yoimer, but it's a member from Rabbi Kiva, so the Mishnah put it together over here with the other members from Rabbi Kiva. Ha'av zoicha leben, the father is zoicha kanira al yidei, that which the father accomplishes, it goes over to a son. It can go over to a son as a yerusha. Benoi, beauty, bekoyach, physical strength, oisher, bechokhmah b'shan, wealth, wisdom, and arichus yamim. Ubemispa hadoris lefanov. A person could also create schusim that he should have, his children should have schusim, and it'll go even further. Not only his son, but it'll go two or three or four generations. V'hu ha-keitz, this, the Rebbein Shalom will be koitziv, the Rebbein Shalom will set up a time till when sometimes a person has gevissis chusim, his family will be tremendous tamid chacham, three, four, five deiris, or there'll be tremendous wealth in the family, or arichus yom in the family for a number of generations. Or mikoich that father shenemar kairi hadeiris mirosh. Interesting memory. What exactly are we saying? You look at the Tais Yomtiv, and he brings from a Tesefta, maybe there's a chaylik on Rabbi Kiva, chachamim. Seems like the Medubar is that even where the children don't live over to the father's Meisim. The father did Meisim, tremendous Gmils Chasodim, tremendous Zikri Arabim. So the Rebbein Shalom gave a schus in that family, there should be wealth till four generations. The children might not use their money as wisely as the father, and still they have a schus. After an Abadeus, that schus gives out, but the schus lasts as long as it lasts. Now the Mishnah says something else. Ava pisha nema, the Pasuk says, Paitzis Mitzrayim, Vavodim. This is in the Brisbane Absarim, the Rebbein Shalom tells Avraham Avinu. Vavodim v'inu oisim arba me'eshone, your children will be Avodim, and they will be gepeinicked 400 years. L'chayra, what we just said is that ha'av zoicha with tzchusim, and a givis a shefa of brochen in different ways, will be kifi mispar ha-deiris lefanov. It goes by deiris. Here the Mishnah is saying that the golus will go in a measure of years, not deiris. It doesn't say four generations will be gepeinicked, will be in the state of avdus and inui. It says arba me'eshono. V'nemar v'dor revi yeshuvu heino. So what he means, what the Mishnah means to say is that the toiv is established lefi the dor. Look how the pasuk says it. The pasuk says a contrast. When we talk about the hardships of Golus Mitzrayim, we measure in terms of years. V'avodim v'inu oisim arba me'eshono. But the same pasuk that says when Klal Yisrael, the descendants of Avraham Avinu, will go back there to Yisrael, mentions it not in terms of years. V'dor revi yishuvu heino. And by the way, in Pshat, what's Dor Ravi, the fourth Dor from when? So the Mefarshim explained this goes on the leader of the generation, who was Yaakov, went to Mitzrayim. Levi ben Yaakov was the Godla Dor after Yaakov. After him was Kohos. He's the first of the ones who were the leaders, the last door of the Yordim Mitzrayim. Kohos was still in the door of the Yordim Mitzrayim. Kohos, Amram, Moshe, and the fourth generation is the generation of the children of Moshe that went back to Eretz Yisrael. Or you could say alternatively that the four Darius is Yehuda, and then Peretz, Chetzron, and Kolev, which is the Cheshmin that's mentioned in Megillas Rus. So that's what the Pasuk means. Now, on a deeper level, the Ravid says over here, we have a Pirush Ravid over here in Idias, that says very cryptically that Kilkul is Toloi in Zman and Tikkun is Toloi in Deiris. What that means to say, the Balei Machshava explained what that means is time means that nothing lasts forever. Time means that everything comes to an end. Everything dies. Everything withers. Everything is bound by the rule of deterioration of time. Kilkul is totally in time. Is measured in years. But tikkun means that the ability to create, to transcend timelessness, the ability to descend, to transcend misa, is totally in deiris, is totally in people. People have biyodehem the koyach of tikkun habriya. So the kilkul is totally bizman, and the tikkun is totally bideiris, and that's tackled the way the pasuk says that Abba Meir Shona is the avdus, but the return to Eretz Yisrael is v'doravi yeshuvu henu. The last mishnah of the perek, mishnah yud, afu hayo oimer, chamisha dvarim shel shnei masa chodesh. There are 12 tkufis in Hashem's hanhoga of the world, which all have a zman of 12 months. Mishpat dara mavo shnei masa chodesh. That's a pasuk mufurish in Parshas Noach, that the mishpat of the dara mavo, the fullness of the dara mavo, was 12 months. Mishpat iyov shnei masa chodesh. All the yisurim in Sefer Iyov, where he questions and he probes the judgment and the hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnei Masa Chodesh. Mishpat HaMitzriyim, Shnei Masa Chodesh, when they were slowly mishpated in Mitzrayim with all the Makis, that was also a tkufa of 12 months. The beginning of the Makos was Chodesh Iyar. Chazal gets this from a pasuk at the end of Parsha Shmois, where it says they spread out in Eretz Mitzrayim to look for Tevin. The time when the Tevin is Motzu is when the fields start producing Tvua. That's B'chodesh Iyar. Zeh steht in Chazal. And Makas Dam started then. And the last Makkah was in Makas B'chodesh, was Tezvav Nisan. So it was a full 12 months, and then Klai Yisrael went out. So it was a full 12 months that the Mishpat lasted. Mishpat Goy Gumogoy La'osid Lavoy. These are psukim in Sefer Yecheskel, is also Shnei Masa Chodesh. Mishpat HaRishoyim. Mishpat HaRishoyim B'Gehenim Shnei Masa Chodesh Shenema V'Hoyo Midei Chodesh B'Chodesh. This is in Yeshaya, in the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh. V'Hoyo Midei Chodesh B'Chodesh. And that we see, it's talking about the punishment of the Rishoyim over there. So we see that that's how long the Mishpat is. This, by the way, is the Makor that davening for the Omid and Kaddish and all that, and Hogus of Avedos lasts for 11 months, because it's definitely not in place to say Kaddish kiviyochol that the person's father, whoever passed away, was a Rosh. This is Mishpat Rishoyim began him, not Mishpat HaTzadikim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, I mean, in a Pesach Hado Atzeres, this is interesting. The Mishpat of Rishoyim, it doesn't mean Mipesach Adatzeres, because people die different times of the year. It means the amount of time, which is 7 weeks. Shenema umidei Shabbos b'Shabbatoi. Shabbos b'Shabbatoi means a week b'Shabbatoi times weeks. 7 weeks. 7 times 7 is a full 7 weeks. That's the amount of time. Mufashim bring that Rabbi Yechem and Uri is also masking to Rabbi Kiva that they are Rishon, that he didn't shtem asa b'chaydish. And according to Rabbi Kiva, this that the pasuk continues. The Shabbos b'Shabbatoi is not talking about the zman that it takes the fullness of the mishpat to be visited on the Rishoyim. But it's talking over there that they would come after the mishpat, after the tikkun, and on that the pasuk says Shabbos b'Shabbatoi.